Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Play action, Thompson, down the middle of the field, has a man, and that's Roman Wilson again. He can't keep his footing, but he was all alone. And he's going to go deep down the middle of the field, and he has his man, Roman Wilson. He beats the defense.
To the Roman Empire, Bob, and your Prometheus,
and it wasn't
your
built
Aristotle.
In a day. It was not built in a day. It's taken some time, but maybe the Empire will be striking back.
Bob, do you think they had play-by-play men in those days, like in the Colosseum for their games, the ancient Roman games, where they're play-by-play guys, do you think?
I would have loved to have heard how they called it, because it's to the death.
I mean, they at least had to have a PA announcer, somebody talking, I don't know, through a hollowed-out rock limits? How did they get everything to the masses there?
I think they just
How would you
screamed.
Know who was up? How would you know who was fighting the lion if you didn't have a PA announcer, Bob? Don't you have to say number 33 from Athens, you know?
First of all, would you have a system that announces throughout the whole Coliseum?
You'd
have to have a megaphone
thought.
Or
yeah.
something, and that wouldn't even help.
Do they hand out programs written like they scribble out something on a rock?
They
hand you a
sponsors?
Rock as you go.
Sponsors would be good.
Today's matchup sponsored by the funeral parlor.
How would you know if you're at the Coliseum and you're watching who the guy is who's fighting the lion? Isn't that an important detail?
I think so, yeah. I think I'd like to know the record of the lion and the record of the guy fighting the lion,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
what
some
was their back history?
Some analytics. You have to have something there. There had to have been, the more I think about it. What about concessions, Bob? Do they just hand out pieces of a cow? Were cows even alive then? Do they hand
know.
You
That's
a live
a
rabbit? What do you eat during the game?
I know they didn't have digital spending there, so you couldn't do it that way. You'd have to bring money.
No. Or make a trade or something, bartering system, right?
That would be interesting to go back to those times, just to be a fly on the wall and see what it was like.
Did they do the wave during the game?
No.
Anyway, Bob, you were great again the other night. You're unbelievable.
Oh, thank you.
You were all over it.
Given free season, it's hard, but it's a labor of love, so it's fun. And we saw some good plays. We saw some bad plays.
They were the best of times. They were the worst of times. Bob, I have to start today with a car dealership story, a car dealership that shall go unnamed, I might add. I brought the car in for inspection today. Everybody following the story so far? That's why Limits picked me up from my house today. I took an
Uber. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I took Joe to work. I pulled up and I said, Grandpa, jump in. It's time to go to school.
We had some making up to do from Friday because did you hear about Limits lowering the boom on me, Bob?
No.
He thought he made a really good point on the Harbaugh situation, and he said, boom, I gotcha, like that on Friday.
I did it
very aggressively.
Yeah, and then
I
snapped on him, and it didn't go well. But we've made up since then. We had a nice talk on the way over here. We bonded. Did we not, Limits?
We bonded on our short drive, yes.
So tell me what you guys think of this. So I pull into unnamed car dealership. My appointment's for 7 a.m., okay? Mm. It's 6:48. I see cars lined up in the bay. They're in like, you know, it's almost like a garage, right? It's in a bay. There's a cone, but it's to the left of the entrance. So I pull in behind two other cars in the bay. I'm thinking 6:48. All right, I'm in line, right? For a 7 sure. o'clock appointment.
You're following the directions based on the cone.
Yeah, it's my annual inspection, okay? Then all of a sudden, I got a guy giving me dirty looks. Literally, giving me dirty looks. And is clearly agitated. Says, we're not even open yet. But doesn't really say it to me. One of those passive-aggressive, I'll say it out to the ether, but this guy knows it's directed to him. Then I see another guy stomping around. So I'm not in a mood this morning. I've just woken up. So I get pissed and I pull out the other way from the bay to the two guys who were agitated. And I pull up right up to them. I said, what do you want me to do? I said, I heard you say you're not open. Tell me what to do. He's like, I don't know. Those, pull around. So I pull around to where the cone is and I start to pull in again. And then another guy comes running out. He's all agitated. Not open yet. Not open yet. I said, well, there's two cars in there. I'm just pulling in behind him. He said, that's why the cone's here. I said, the cone's to the left of the opening. So I got out of the car. I was going to take the cone and put it in front of the opening and say, that's where it belongs. He says, these guys work here. I said, your workers pull into the bay before they pull into the parking lot? What? And so it became a very agitated situation, Bob, right from the start. And I was going to leave. And also have a word with their boss, but I decided not to. Now, of course, I owe like $1,500, and now it's a Seinfeld situation where right now they're replacing my tires, and who knows what they're doing to sabotage me.
Well,
right?
See, that's the danger when you start doing stuff like that. You never know if there's something else in there.
I know. Believe me. Now I'll drive home.
Have you ever been the type of person to just say, whatever, just let it go?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. Not often.
No, I know. I can tell.
Was I in the right or wrong there?
Well, I think he was in the wrong for shouting that out. He could be more courteous.
If you are
a customer, by the way, and customers are supposed to be treated differently.
If he had simply said, hey, we're not open yet. I know these cars are in here.
Say,
yeah, just can you pull around and we'll get you at 7.
Sure.
Instead of limits? What's happening here?
Yeah, the stance.
If you pulled up at 7, if you had an appointment at 7 a.m. and you saw cars lined up in the bay or in the, you know, you pull up, it's a little hut, you know, where the cars go in, you hand the guy your keys. Wouldn't you pull up and think, okay, we're making a line here at 6:48?
That's what I would think is the place where I take my car to, even though some people are still not there yet. Some people get there earlier and they work on cars first and they get some stuff done before they're technically open. So, yeah, I don't think that it's – you should automatically assume these are the employees' cars that are being
How would
on.
I assume that, Bob? That these are the employees? What do they have to do?
No,
check in?
You have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All you know is that there are cars.
Right.
You have an appointment. They probably have an appointment.
You know what else I know now? I owe them $1,500 for what they're doing today.
Four tires, $1,500?
No, it's all kinds of things. You know, they get you on the air filters. This air filter costs, you know, $87. This one's $74. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. Every time I go to buy a car or get one fixed, I have said this too. I said, I have no idea what's going on. I just tell me what the money is. I'm not here to barter. I don't know anything about cars. I barely know how to put gas in a car. I didn't have a license till I was 25. I don't know how to change a tire. You can tell me anything and I'll pay for it because I don't know.
And I think that's 99% of the people. I have the same feeling. I don't know what I'm doing and I trust that they're going to do the right thing, right?
Yeah.
I have no other way of looking at it.
I kind of trust that they're not going to do the right thing. I just hope that the damages are mitigated at some point.
Well, I think you're going to be fine. I think once they
watch
once
me drive off the lot and all
that
four
it was
tires
Joe
fall.
Starkey, you're going to find out they're not even going to do that. They're going to wash your car, wax your car.
Yeah, we'll see.
Clean
about
the inside
that.
Of your car, put in air fresheners, all the things that
I'm
going to
be like Fred
get.
Fred Flintstone on the way home with no tires. I'll just be running underneath the car. How are you today, Bob? Everything
I'm good.
Good?
Yeah, how are you?
I already told you, slightly agitated,
right.
But also
but
happy.
But aside from that,
pretty good.
Okay.
Saw my parents this weekend in Buffalo. They're hanging in there. 93.
Good. 93. That's awesome.
93. My dad still takes care of my mom in a little apartment. Now, her short-term memory is gone, But she can still interact. She still is witty and funny, and you can still talk to her. But my dad still takes care of her. It's amazing.
I'll show you what love is all about. When you stick together that long, that's the definition of it.
You know how long they're going on their 70th anniversary.
Wow.
And I said to them, we were wondering, I'm like, how many people make it to 70 years? You got to get married in your 20s.
What is the 70th anniversary? Is that, you know,
I don't
know.
There's
always some sort of.
I don't know what it is at this point. But think about that. You got to get married in your 20s and both last till your 90s with no divorce, no death, no nothing. Guess how many people, guess how many out of 1,000 married couples make it to their 70th anniversary according to the U.S. Census?
Four.
Limits?
I'm going to say one.
Wrong. You are right, actually. One.
I mean, I would imagine the number has to be pretty low.
One out of 1,000 they are, Bob.
That's unbelievable. That you know, you should be proud of your father, especially for doing what he's doing.
Absolutely.
I saw from my father who took care of my mother when she went through 9 years of cancer, and that is the definition of love right
there. It truly is.
Because you're later in your life, and you know that this is not exactly the most glamorous time that you're going to live through, but you know, you made a commitment, and you lived up to it.
Right. Exactly.
We don't do enough of that today.
It's exactly what I was thinking about, was the commitment. All right. Guess what, Bob and Limits?
What?
I have a rant.
I'm now not just taking shots of Steelers Kool-Aid. I'm swilling it as if from a keg.
Uh-oh.
Mm, oh, boy.
And I feel delusional. I feel like I'm in a state of delusion, Bob. I still don't think they're going to win a playoff game. But there's a couple of dynamics happening. There's a lot happening around the league, by the way, that I feel like is pertinent to the Steelers, including the fact that the Bengals just don't have a defense, and they're going to have less of one if they trade Trey Hendrickson, and this is getting mighty ugly. Then I look at Cleveland, and, you know, what are they doing? They have no quarterback. They have four, and they have none. Then I look at the opening of the Steelers' schedule. Bob, I think they're going to start 5-0. I really do.
They need to start at least 4-1.
Did you see Justin Fields the other night? He was 1-for-4 with a grounder. The same ball that he threw to Jaylen Warren in Vegas that could have, or maybe it was here. Maybe it was here.
The one that was so hot to handle that went through
hot to handle,
and it was behind the line of scrimmage.
Yes, precisely. Yeah. That dude can't throw a simple swing, side, whatever one you want to call it, pass. A wide receiver screen. He can't throw that, Bob. They're going to crush him in game one, I think.
I still think it's too early in preseason, and there are only four passes.
You know what?
So I temper all the good, and I temper all the bad.
I know, there is all of that, but we can only, and that's another thing, by the way, is that I'm starting to favor the mystery that is Aaron Rodgers over the known that is Justin Fields. I was just talking to Kabali on the way out here. Come on. We know what Justin Fields is.
Do we?
Yes. He's a low-end starter, high-end backup. Okay. If we made quarterback tiers, he's probably right with Mason Rudolph or slightly above because of his running ability. Would you disagree with that?
I'm still bullish on him. As I told you that, and I still think at age 25, 26, whatever he is,
he can't throw, Bob. He's not an accurate passer. That doesn't change.
All right. We'll see. I mean, they're going to go with it. You'll have a pretty good indication of what's going on in week one when you watch that. Two of the guys you just mentioned going head-to-head, former teammate or former teams. I think it'll be wonderful to watch that game with a lot on the line, a lot of storylines.
Oh, I think so, too.
Based on this analysis that you're giving on him, you would think Jackson Dart's going to win the Super Bowl.
I'm not giving you a Justin Fields analysis based on him going 1-for-4 the other day.
I'm
giving an analysis based on his entire career to this point, including what we saw here.
What we saw here was a game in Indianapolis where he rallied them back from a big deficit by making some pretty accurate throws down the field. I'm just saying there's more to his game. That's my opinion.
He's going to have flashes, but he was largely not accurate, especially in his final two games here. He was god-awful, I thought.
He wasn't good, absolutely. But then I still think they would have been better off sticking with him and seeing what that whole season would have provided them moving forward.
By the way,
they were looking for a franchise quarterback, and he's young enough to qualify.
I'll tell you what, Jackson Dart, and again, we take everything in the preseason with a grain of salt. I'll tell you, if that was happening here, if the Steelers had taken him, like I said they should have, and he was Hold on a second here.
74% completion. I wrote this down because I knew you were going to talk about it. Yeah, 117 passer rating, 3 touchdowns. He was dynamic. He was very good.
He's the toast of the town right now.
Which makes me wonder something. Why did Brian Daboll announce already that Russell Wilson's the starter?
Because they have a brutal, brutal schedule early in the season, and I think they're throwing Russell to the wolves, although he made 2 great throws.
Moonballs.
He still has an arm. That one was not a moonball. That was a home run to center field. Jackson Dart in 2 games is 26 for 35 for 291 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and a rushing touchdown. More than anything, says Mike Garofalo, he's passing the eye test of being in command.
He was.
Good start.
Really good.
If you put those numbers on him, if they had drafted him, this town would be en fuego right now for Jackson Dart. Who's his favorite receiver limits? Do you have a little clip we could play? And yeah, I'm going to keep playing Jackson Dart clips until this goes sour.
It sounds like we're familiar with him.
Dart puts it right on Olszewski.
He is Gunner, Bob.
Gunner, he's still alive. Gunner.
Let's hear that again.
Dart puts it right on Olszewski.
This is incredible. If you can get the second one, because he says Gunner, and somehow that makes it all better. Bob, I'm choosing the mystery of Aaron Rodgers over what I believe, anyway, and I respect your opinion, of course. What I believe is the known of Justin Fields at this point. And I was a guy who said...
That's a good bet to make. I'm not going to disagree with that.
I don't know where. There's some guy on Twitter who said, because Pony put out a clip of one of Fields' horrible throws. He said, tell Pomp and Joe that. Don't ever mistake me saying that they should have prioritized Justin Fields as me thinking Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback. I'm on the record in print and audio a trillion times as saying Justin Fields is not a franchise quarterback because he's too inconsistent of a passer. I just thought he was the best of a bunch of bad options. That's all. And I might be wrong about that because I'm eager to see Aaron Rodgers. And Bob, we have no idea. Like one of the things I thought about coming in today is training camp's over and basically the preseason is over as far as any fact-finding mission for us.
Right.
We're simply not going to see Rodgers. We're not going to see him. We're not going to see a lot of guys. We're not going to see this allegedly hyper-aggressive, more versatile, more moving around people Steelers defense until the opener. We're not really going to see Broderick Jones and Troy Fatanu unveiled against any kind of defense that's scheming and out to kill the quarterback until the opener. This team is largely a mystery right now going into game one. I just happen to believe and maybe it's what I haven't seen. Maybe, again, it's the mystery. They open with the Jets, Seahawks, Patriots, Vikings, and Browns and have a bye week before the Browns. I think they're going to open 5-0.
You might be very right.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
And listen, what you just said is something that I would love to see change. That is playing time in the preseason. You mentioned defensive backs, too. You know, we have not seen all these guys that they've brought together. Darius Slade, Jalen Ramsey, Joey Porter Jr. Last year, the whole thing was communication problems as the story evolved. And they made a trade because of it. These three guys, Ramsey, Slade, and Porter have not played together. They practiced together, but they've not played together. How are you to know if there are going to be any sort of miscommunications early in the season, which could cost you one of those games you think the Steelers could win? And that's why I wanted to see them a little bit.
Well, at least they have the best coverage linebacker in the world, Bob.
Yeah, he got beat the other night, too. But he was there. He just didn't make the play. But the point is, those guys have no playing time in these kinds of games.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin likes to talk about when you get to stadiums, when we get to stadiums, the bright lights we want to see. We haven't seen it. I know they're veterans. I know they're all pretty good. But I also know that they haven't played together. And if you're talking about a season that's coming off miscommunication, you want to make sure they're – very much communicating, and I think the same could be said for the offensive line with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. There's no indication at this point in a game that they've had the chance to play together and work together.
Jackson Dart. Gunnar Olszewski gets a first down for the Giants.
You watch out for Dart and Gunnar. They're going to call him in
New York.
That'll
be the combination.
They're going to go down in Giants lore like Sims and Bavaro, Bob. You watch. Jackson Dart and the Gunner. One more time limits. Please, with the Gunner.
Jackson Dart. Gunnar Olszewski gets a first down for the Giants.
All joking aside, I still believe and have seen nothing to the contrary that the Steelers will rue the day that they didn't draft Jackson Dart. I'm holding to that one until I see otherwise.
Well, we have, you know, you have that opportunity or Derek Harmon. They needed help on defensive end. They needed help in that specific area, so they went out and tried to solve it. Knowing that they were going to bring in Aaron Rodgers, but that doesn't solve the quarterback thing. And that's the thing about next
year.
Yeah. If you look back and you find out that Jackson Dart was available and he turns out to be some tremendous quarterback, they're going to – and that – it doesn't even matter if Derek Harmon has a good career. If that guy has that sort of career, people will be critical of that for sure. But
they better be.
It's preseason. I'm going to still come back to that.
So you think that – see, I don't think that getting Aaron Rodgers or – are you saying like T.J. Watt and Ramsey and those guys should spend time on the field in the preseason?
No, specifically the secondary. I want to see them – and I'm only saying a little bit of time, not a lot of time.
Not me.
There are a lot of teams that have played a lot of players, starters, for a long period of time. We saw Jacksonville do it again with Trevor Lawrence. We've seen Patrick Mahomes in for a long time in Kansas City. We've seen Zach Taylor go against what he normally does, which is play no one.
That's fine.
And you can make correlations that your slow start could be traceable to that. At least he has. He's made that, and this year they played a lot.
The risk-reward just doesn't add up for me. You see Jalen McMillan get popped the other day. Now, you tell me, would that have been worth it for Jalen McMillan to go up and make a spectacular catch, and I think Thornhill got him or somebody got him, and he lands on his neck
I think Daryl Porter. He came underneath.
Porter, okay.
Every time I see 39, I think of Minka Fitzpatrick, though. It's hard for me not to say that name.
Whoever it was, do you think anybody in Tampa would have thought, yeah, that was worth it. Here's a guy who was pretty good last year, might turn out to be a really good player. Why is he on the field? And then I look at Mason Rudolph, who, with a 42, soon to be 42-year-old quarterback as your backup, running for a first down. Did you see him get hammered on that one?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
But it's physical football. What are you going to do if you don't
play? You're not going to scramble in the preseason, and you're really not going to try to win in the preseason.
But here's another thing.
And you're not going to play guys.
In those joint practices, there's a lot of hitting going on there, too. I know quarterbacks are off limits, but there's still a lot of stuff that can happen in those games.
Sure.
At some point, you have to play somebody. At some point, given how fact they need these guys to be ready to go week one, you got to get them in.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers going position in for a vanilla series or two, let's say Thursday against Carolina, would help him in game, would make a big difference in game one? I don't.
I thought he won't play in this game. He should have. To me, I would have played him in the home game Saturday night. Just for a series, just with the first team.
I just don't know how does that help?
Jaylen Warren has not had a chance behind this offensive line. Yeah. Now that it's a little bit reconstructed. There's communication issues. There's chemistry that has to be developed before you play.
I just don't know that they all get ironed out in a stadium where there's no noise against a vanilla defense that's not scheming. How does that help you go into New York with the crowd going nuts and a defense that has spent a whole week preparing for you? It doesn't translate to me any more than a 7-on-7 in practice, honestly.
Well, I mean, it's part of what they do, and some believe it's the most important thing you can do. Others don't. Andy Reid still believes it's important. I saw some quotes after he was questioned about why he's playing Patrick Mahomes in the first team. He says, because they need work. He's won a lot of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Is he wrong?
Is Sean McVay wrong for not playing guys?
I'm just saying, there's different strokes for different folks here. It depends on what you think is important for your team.
He'll be wrong all if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt, I'll tell
I know,
you that.
Of course, but all I'm saying is, with a whole bunch of new people on offense and defense, we're talking about starters who've come into play. And yes, they have big resumes, but can they mix it together? Can they work together? I don't think it's hurtful to have them in there for a series or two in this preseason, just to get a feel for it in stadiums.
I just don't know how helpful it is with the risk involved. And I'd point to Jaylen McMillan as Exhibit A. Just,
yeah, that was a tough one. When he landed on his head, I thought something worse. Turned out to be a concussion, I think, but man.
And for what? For what? I don't have an answer to it. That's why I'm with McVay more than the others on this. But I know that that's going to be the storyline. I know if they have a rough offensive outing against the Jets, people are going to point that out the next Monday. And there's no way to prove or disprove it.
No, I
think it'll be more
about...
It's just
a personal preference, what you think is important for your team.
Yeah, I think the rustiness that I think is bound to show in week one is just going to be more about totally new personnel. And I don't think one or two series, you know, with no noise and no scheming on defense, would have solved that issue. I just think the Steelers are going to win ugly early. I think they're going to start 5-0. That is a really favorable schedule.
Are they favored in those games? I'm just curious.
Well, I was talking to Limits about that. They're favored against the Jets in Seattle. I think 2.5 over the Jets. They're favored against Seattle. He's telling me no to New England. Is that right, Limits?
Yeah, last time I saw the line, it was right around 2.5.
And what about Minnesota?
Minnesota was also right around 2.5, which was surprising to me because it's a neutral site game against the rookie quarterback.
Not only is it neutral site, it's going to be a Steelers home game, basically.
Right.
So I'm surprised at that. Both of those lines could change, by the way, depending on how these teams start.
You could bet it right now, and it'll change drastically if you don't.
And they'll certainly be favored at home against the sad sack Browns on October 12th after a bye week. Bob, 4-1 at the worst, I think 5-0, and that gives you a lot of cushion. And you're still looking at a home game against Indy right around the corner from there. Cincinnati, which is, I think, a crapshoot because their defense stinks. And then you have a home game against Green Bay. I think the chance is here for another great start.
Just like last year, they were 10-3.
Yeah, only this year they're not playing three really good teams in 11 days.
But look at the end of their schedule.
I know.
It's tough.
It's tough, but that's why you want to get off to a great start.
But that's why you need some insulation to do it, and that's why I put an importance on the first couple of weeks coming out sharp, coming out not what we've seen, which is no points in the first quarter.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No touchdowns, nothing, fall behind, and then everything changes. I want to see them come out and really take it to. They should beat the Jets. There's no reason for them not to beat the Jets. But again, these games can be tricky in the first part of it.
18-11. Just like the Atlanta opener last year where Boz kicked 6 field goals.
It may take Boswell hitting field goals again.
Now, I've seen people minimize Boz, which to me is insane. That guy wins them games.
He could have been the MVP last year.
Like, I agree that the reason he's not as big a story as Cam is because he's just a kicker. Meaning he's never going to have as big a name as Cam, and Cam's a more important player.
Or a paycheck that big.
But it's not like the guy's making chip shots. For example, in the opener last year, he had one of the greatest games for a kicker in NFL history. He made 6 field goals, including 3 from beyond 50.
He's the best.
How many people have
50.
Ever done that? Not to mention he had a 43-yard punt from the shadow of his own goal line in that game.
Yeah.
He's a very, very valuable piece for them, especially when you play the kind of football they do, which is, I think, Tomlin hopes for low-scoring, close games. It's like that's his MO. We can win those games. Just take us to the fourth quarter. So Boswell's very important. Very important. What did you make of him suiting up and kicking the other night? Does that mean he knows he's getting a sweetener, or he knows he's not?
It's clear to both sides here that whatever's going on is done and there's nothing going to change it. And he knows he has to be out there. So finally, whatever it took, he's out there. He didn't kick field goals, which I thought was a little bit strange. If he's going to play, why not give him one shot at least at a field goal? But I was surprised, both Charlie and I were, because when he came out in uniform, I said, well, that's the difference. What's he going to do? What's he doing out there? And it turns out that he's kicking. So we haven't heard a word about it, so I'm not sure what it is, but
I think he has enormous leverage.
Sure he does, but I don't think he's to the point where he's going to just stay out all season long or hold out in games. I think he knows he still has time on his contract. He's going to honor the contract, and maybe there was something beyond that that was guaranteed, but I'd have to caution him that guarantees verbally don't necessarily mean anything.
Do you think he will get a little sweet? He's not getting a new deal. They're obviously not breaking a long-term
right.
tradition that they've
had? I don't
had
know. I don't
of,
know the
of
answer to that.
Not paying anybody other than the quarterback. They're not giving him a new deal, but I could see a sweetener, couldn't you?
Sure. There's sweeteners going on everywhere, and that's what it's going to take to get Cam Hayward done, it looks like. So, I mean, I'm surprised. I didn't expect to see him just because going into this, we didn't hear anything about it, and all of a sudden he's there. So that means something was resolved, and he's going to be kicking this year, and he needs to be kicking this year because, as you said, he is one of the most valuable guys. He's the best big game clutch postseason, especially from 50 yards. Nobody's hit more clutch 50-yarders than him in a career.
He's a weapon. And they desperately need him. It's not like a replacement kicker can come in and do what he did for many years. We'll just take last year as an example. He can't. There's a reason. What is he, the third most accurate kicker who ever lived? I mean, come on. Not just anybody is going to do that for them. They desperately need him. All right, Bob. What do you think they're going to start? 4-0?
I said 4-1 was my thought.
4-1?
Yeah.
Limits, what do you have them starting at?
4-1.
Who are they going to lose to?
I think that New England game is a lot trickier
than
people
expect. That's the same one I had as a loss. Only because it's, you know, I think Drake May is a guy who I think will develop and will continue to develop. I think there's a team that has a pretty good roster. A lot of no names for people who are just looking at their roster, but.
I don't know, man. You're going to lose to, and I know the roster has been upgraded and Drake May is going into, you know, year two pretty much. I think he missed the first five games last year. That was a 4-13 team.
We've seen teams turn around pretty quickly in the NFL over time.
I know.
Guys go from worst to first or the other way around. So there's always surprises.
Against
I think they could be a surprise team.
Against a quarterback who will still not have played the equivalent of one full season in the NFL, to me, that's a game you got to win.
Oh, I agree. You have to me, you should win the game, but you're asking for a loss along the way. There's going to be a loss that surprises you or one that you say, where did that come from? And this may be one of them.
Am I drinking the Kool-Aid? Would you play Steelers starters in this final preseason? You wouldn't play defensive guys,
first of all,
would
I'm not
you?
Playing them in the final one. I would have done it Saturday night here.
Well, what's the difference?
Because it's just a home game. You have more opportunity to showcase your team in front of your – it's just home. I would have done it here. On the road, short week, I'm not doing it. They have too many decisions to make beyond their starters, and that's what they're going to use this game for.
So do you disagree then that the Steelers haven't used their starters or, you know, Aaron Rodgers and certain key starters, mostly on offense, right? Rodgers, Metcalf is
but
what you're talking
I'm saying
about,
defense,
Bob?
Too. I'm saying that, okay. You know, they came off a year where there was
would
communication
problems. Would you want T.J. Watt on the field for one play
I
in the preseason?
I said defensive secondary.
Secondary.
That's
would you want Jalen Ramsey on the field for
I'm not going to be worried about everybody getting hurt. I can't do that.
I am.
Okay.
I don't want Jalen Ramsey hitting anybody right now.
Well, how about if he, in the first game of the year, because he hasn't been hit by anybody, all of a sudden there's a collision, he has injured.
I think he'll survive. I do.
Okay,
I've seen
think
it
he survive
before.
In a preseason game, too?
I don't know. Will he?
I don't know.
I'm not taking the risk myself.
And that's fine. There are a lot of people who agree with that. And I'm not even suggesting a lot of playing time here. I'm just suggesting getting in there, going through the routine that you have to go through as an offensive player or a defensive player just to see what it's like breaking huddles, communication, actually put it in motion. Tell me what it's going to be like. Who has the green dot? Who's communicating in the secondary? That kind of stuff.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.